This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فاجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيًا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه قال ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our ummah goes through trials, go through mahan, fitan, and sometimes we feel like things are getting so tight and we get into the situation and we ask ourselves, when is it going to be over? Mata Nasrullah. When is the victory will come over? Aren't we Muslims? Like Umar radiallahu anhu, when he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Awalasna ala al-haq. Are we on the right path? So why? Why are we not getting the victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised? Ibadahu al-Salihin, promise the righteous people, promise the people who are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that in the Quran. And His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answer it in the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِمْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think you will attain, you will achieve, you will get Jannah, you will attain the ultimate reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the everlasting reward. And you wouldn't be tested for it. You wouldn't be tried to see our worthiness of it. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ This is the sunnah of Allah. This is the path of Allah. Allah tests everyone and those before you were tested. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ They will touched and afflicted by adversity and calamity. وَزُلْزِلُوا And they were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ Even the messenger and those believing with him. They say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the victory of Allah will come? When is this faraj will come? And Allah answers, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Indeed, and this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nearby. It is in sight. It is coming. But Allah azza wa jal, He put conditions. He didn't make it an unconditional promise that you just do whatever you want and then the victory of Allah will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. To be worthy of Jannah, to be worthy of the victory, to be worthy of the Nasrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are conditions. And today's khutbah, inshallah, I will try to go briefly through at least 10 conditions that are important and necessary for the ummah, not for those who are fighting only. It's for the entire ummah. If we want the Nasr to be ummah-wide Nasr, it involves all the Muslims, the ummah has to go back and we have to look at what we do and when we have to see, do we have asbabul Nasr? Do we have the things that will cause us to get to the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost condition is the faith in our hearts, brothers and sisters. Everything starts with the heart. Everything starts with what we have deep inside, what we feel in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قلوا أسلمنا. There is a difference between a declaration of Islam and the true faith and the true iman in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow the kuffar لعنهم الله to have their way with the not with the Muslims, with the believers, with those who are Muslims, but their faith, their iman is a testimony of their shahada of la ilaha illallah. The second condition is if we want to achieve victory, if we want the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we as an ummah, we have to support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum." It's very simple conditional sentence in Surah Muhammad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you who believe, you have to have iman. أَيَّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ. If you support Allah, meaning the religion of Allah, if you put your goal is I want to do everything to make La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, the sunnah of Rasulullah, the religion of Islam, is what I want to support, is what I want to fight for, is what I want to struggle and strive for. And Allah says, when you do that, يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Allah will give you the victory and will hold you steadfast. That يُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ in Arabic is an idiom that means you cannot be shaken. You will be steady. You will be like a wall in front of any challenge that comes towards you. And one of the conditions is al-ikhlas lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we ask, when we go and struggle and strive and do things, it has to be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be for a flag. It cannot be for a nationality. It cannot be for a tribe. It cannot be for anything except al-wala'u lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our goal is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that some people go out to the battle, to the battlefield, even at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الرجل يقاتل للمغنم والرجل يقاتل للذكر والرجل يقاتل ليرى مكانه فمن في سبيل الله قال من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith in both Al-Bukhari and Muslim is an authentic solid hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people go out to fight, but some of them fight for the loot, for the booties of the war. They will get financial benefit from being in the army. And that happens and used to happen as well. And some people fight so they can be famous, they can be mentioned, some people can say, well, they're brave. And some people, they fight because it's their position, they fill their position, they're a, you know, a liura makana, they know that there's a good fighter or a general, or, you know, their duty is to fight, they fight for duty. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is fi sabilillah? Those who fight and strive and struggle only for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thee the most high, that is fi sabilillah. A condition of nasr, brothers and sisters, is al-i'dad, is to prepare. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. Prepare whatever you can. You can't go to the battle without a sword. You can't go to the battle without preparation. And the preparation, as the ulama said, goes on many different levels. It's not the stockpile of weapons that we have to have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make the nasr, the victory, come to those who have a bigger pile stock of weapons. Allah gives His victory for those who have the better iman and the stronger faith and the more sabr. So part of the preparation is to prepare our hearts, is to prepare our communities, prepare our families, is to prepare ourselves for a battle that is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for any struggle or strife that is only fi sabilillah. And then when that happens, we practice sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. It is so clear and repeated so many times in the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enticed his sahaba to have sabr. And the known word is, An-nasru sabru sa'a. Those who have sabr for 1 hour over their enemy, they will have victory. It's about who can hold the sabr. And if not Islam that can teach us sabr, I don't know what can teach us sabr. So closer we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more sabr we have. Brothers and sisters, our entire practice of Islam, our entire religion is a training for sabr. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That even our daily salah needs sabr, need persistence. And Allah loves those who have persistence. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Allah likes the solid people that are straight and steady and they're persistent for their rights. And they have sabr whatever happens to them. And no matter what the situation is, no matter what the sacrifices are, that sabr cannot be shaken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the famous words that the mu'mineen, when they thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was killed during the battle of Uhud. And we know the story that some of the sahaba, and including some of the best sahaba, when they heard that, and it was a strong rumor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was killed, they left the battlefield, not of nifaq, not of hypocrisy, but they thought, maybe it's over. We just need Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. So one of them was Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, but Allah forgave them all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no matter what it was, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, and there were messengers before him. Even if Rasulullah was killed, you will turn back on your heels. You will turn away from the battle. So no matter what happens, no matter what we lose, even if that loss, Allah give us the highest example, losing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle of da'wah, before Islam, before Fatih Mecca, there's no more imaginable scenario that we would lose. So losing lives, losing money, losing homes, losing sometimes entire communities, and we know, subhanAllah, what's happening around us. Some family trees are completely wiped out. Some families are completely gone. Some areas of settlement, they were thriving with people only a month or two ago, and now they're just flat at the face of the earth. They're completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the sabr. That's when you have to sacrifice. And Allah loves those who sacrifice in His sake. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah is making a trade with us. Allah says, you give your life, you give your money, and here's what you're going to get at the end. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب. Allah says, if you put your wealth, if you put your lives forward as a sacrifice for sabilillah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the cause of Allah, for the religion of Allah, the nasr is near. Ala nasrun min Allah wa fathun qareeb. Qareeb wa bashshiril mu'minin. So we have to understand the value of sacrifice. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives His ultimate price, there has to be something to be sacrificed for us, for it. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliyah. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah. The sixth condition is ad-du'a, is we have to attach our hearts and our tongues directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِدْعُونِي يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make the dua. And we know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the darkest time of the Islamic history, and he wasn't Uhud, it was Ghazwatul Ahzab. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zulzilu zilzalan shadida. That's where the hearts reached the throats of the Sahaba. That's where they really, really were shaken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would raise his hands and he would say, Allahumma munzil al-kitab, sari'a al-hisab, mujriya al-sahab, hazim al-ahzab, Allahumma hazimhum, Allahumma hazimhum, Allahumma zalzilhum wansurna alayhim. And we make the same dua, inshallah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defeat and to ruin the enemies of Islam, those who want destruction to our religion and our brothers and sisters. A seventh condition is al-ijtima'. We have to be united. We cannot be, especially in times of calamity, especially in times of adversity, in time of test, we cannot find our differences to argue about. We should find what puts us together. All groups, all sects, everything. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The people of Qibla should stand together. This is not the time for separation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Do not divide. Do not turn into factions and sects. تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. You will fail. You will be weakened. You will be weak. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And you will have no strength. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That unity is important, brothers and sisters. We have to unite on one cause, and that is the cause of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, and nothing else. Another condition is we should always seek what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No worldly gains. And then we have to understand that those who are putting their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are shuhada. When they are sincere, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all those who lost their lives sincere fi sabilillah, shuhada fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are not dead. You may think they're dead, but they're not. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. They're not even dead. They just transformed into a different life, into a better life. بَلْ أَحْيَاء. Allah is telling us in the Quran, they are alive. We can weep, and our hearts will feel sadness when we see those views and those scenes and those people who are losing their lives and losing their children and losing their families. But this is the azaa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the condolences that come from Allah. Allah says, don't think they're dead. Don't think they're dead. They are alive. Yurzaqoon. They are being given their sustenance. And as in the hadith, the explanation of that their arwah becomes within birds hanging by the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They swing through the Jannah and they eat from whatever in Jannah. These shuhada, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him of the shuhada, are ahya'un inda rabbihim yurzaqoon. And then a ninth condition is at-tahassun bid-da'aim al-munjiyat. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the situation, the state of people, until they themselves change. We have to look inside. We have to look at our faults. We have to look at our problems. We have to look and see, do we have any cracks inside? Starting from our hearts, to our families, to our communities, and start working on that. That is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the path of Nasr, and that is to stand steady on the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, the last and probably the most important, one of the most important conditions of al-Nasr is al-Iman bi hatmiyat al-Nasr min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Iman bi wa'adillah. Al-Tawakkul ala Allah wal-Iman bin Nasr. Is we have to have complete and full, unshakable, undoubtful certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory to this religion. We may not see it in our lifetimes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will. We may not see it around the corner, but it is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in this dunya, and it also will come in akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast. اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين المحتسبين. اللهم ثبتنا وثبت أقدامنا ووحد كلمتنا ووحد صفوفنا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Amma ba'd. So why is victory delayed? Why sometimes we see that it's not really as near as we want it to be? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains all of that in details in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this whole thing is for a trial and tribulation. It is for ibtila. It is for something that you will be tested. And the longer the test, the more the reward. And maybe something is wrong with us. We're not passing the test. So as long as the victory is being delayed, there are different reasons. One of them is al-ibtila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is his sunnah. حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله. Even the messenger and those who believing with him, they will ask, when is it going to come? When is it going to come? Because our patience and the schedule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the agenda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works on his own wisdom, his own faith, his own base, and in his own knowledge, azza wa ala. And we cannot even come anywhere close to that. So we have to understand that fact, and we have to be patient when that happens. The other thing is as I said before, we have to look inside. That sometimes when the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delayed, قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. We have to look inside. There is something that we're doing wrong, either individually or as a community. We have to improve our situation. We have to get better. And that is the way of al-Nasr. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us nasr. And another fact, and I will inshallah conclude with that, is whenever we see that Muslims are being afflicted or being outwardly ruined, destroyed, killed, don't think that that is not a nasr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us different forms of support and victory. The first of it is الشهادة في سبيل الله ليتخذ منكم شهداء. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to choose and elevate many of us to the rank of shuhada, to the rank of those who are with the nabiyeen, with the siddiqeen, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a high status that some people, everybody wants it, but few people can attain that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who are killed fi sabilillah, they are shuhada. And don't think they are defeated. And we know the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud. Ashab al-Ukhdud, those the people of the trench, they took all the believers and they threw them in the blazing fire inside the trench. And they wiped out complete the entire Muslim community. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call that defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that is a defeat for Ashab al-Ukhdud who missed out on Iman, who committed those crimes. But those shuhada fi sabilillah were victorious in their shahada. And more importantly, they are victorious in their thabat. They are victorious because they were not swayed. That fire, blazing fire in the trench, did not make them shake them and make them change what they believe in. And one another example of that is as-Sahara of Fir'aun, the wizards of Fir'aun. Those who said, Fir'aun threatened them, I will crucify you, I will cut your arms and legs. And they said, La dair, don't worry, no worries. We will not turn away from our faith. So that is part of the reason that we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nasr and victory comes in our own thabat, in our own iman, and in the shahada. Brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ أَنَّهُمْ لَمَنْصُورُونَ وَأَنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. There is no doubt. There is no doubt, and we shouldn't have any doubt in our mind, no matter what we see. And that is a hard test for all of us, because sometimes we see things and we feel broken inside. Don't let that is shaitan coming to you. Always feel the izzah of Islam. Always feel the strength of Islam. Always feel the victory of Islam. Innahu jihad, nasrun aw istishhad. That we have the jihad fi sabilillah, and we either get the victory in this dunya or we die trying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will accept those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be sad. Don't feel broken. Don't feel humiliated. You are truly the high if you have the faith. We ask, and we have to remember that it's when we hurt, they also hurt. The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also suffer, but the suffering is different. Their suffering is a punishment. Our suffering, inshallah, is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us in the hardest test. And the harder the test, the better the reward. And those who know that, they know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in a hard test, then the reward is enormous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His reward. And we have to, inshallah, keep our faith steady. And we have to keep our hearts with our brothers and sisters who are suffering all over the world, not only in Gaza and Palestine, but in every single place that there is oppression and there is fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعلي يا مولانا كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا فيما جرت به المقادير وانصرنا على أعدائنا. اللهم ثبت أقدامنا. اللهم ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على عدوك وعدونا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين انصر المجاهدين المقاتلين في سبيلك. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم وحد كلمتهم. اللهم وحد صفوفهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين الصهاينة المجرمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل كيدهم في نحرهم. اللهم اجعل دائرة السوء عليهم. اللهم اجعل تدميرهم في تدبيرهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب هازم الأحزاب. اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم يا ربنا احدا. عباد الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء القربى. اللهم ان الله قد امرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بنا ايها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما